I keep waking up around 3 a.m. I hear, pray. I have to be completely honest with you. I'm almost embarrassed to say it, but I'm thinking, 7 a.m. is a really nice prayer time. I lay tossing and turning. One night, I prayed and asked the Lord to help me go back to sleep. I know, horrible. The third night, it was about 3:30. I hear, get up, pray. I drag myself out of the bed and go into the other room. I have my Bible and notepad. There was this strong impression to pray for a friend I haven't spoken to in over a year. I pray for him, someone at work that was ill, and a list of my family members. I linger in prayer for a while and then felt released to get back in the bed. A couple days pass and I get a call from the guy I prayed for the other night. He called to ask me if I would pray for him. He lost his job and hasn't been able to find anything for over 18 months. He said, I'm overwhelmed. I almost killed myself the other night. I said, what happened? He said, I had a bottle of pills in one hand and some water in the other. All of a sudden, this rush of emotion came over me. I thought, how can I leave my wife and son? I got up and threw the pills in the toilet. What? I'm curious. What time was it? He said, about 2:30 Tuesday morning. I was blown away. He was in a different time zone, and it was the exact time I was led to pray for him. I said, I prayed for you the other night. The Holy Spirit led me to pray at that exact time. I can't believe it. In Luke chapter 22, verse 32, Jesus tells Peter, but I have prayed for you, that your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Father, we need to be strengthened. We often act like we would respond better than Peter and not deny you. Yet there are countless times we deny, dismiss, and disregard opportunities to die daily. Forgive us, Lord. Increase our willingness to sacrifice self and obey you. Thank you for your grace as you mature us in the way that leads to life, truth, and trust in you.
Sheila Agnew is a believer, business owner, author, and more. Modeling love for God and others, Sheila's compilation of testimonies and encounters are included in the series 50 Years, A Jubilant Life. Connect with her in person or on social media platforms.